Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. Celeste Cuffy here of Life and Power Consulting Services, here to share with you 15 minutes of living life empowered. Our mission here at Life and Power Consulting Services is to reach, empower, and motivate others to access and utilize their God-given talents and skills to build better families, companies, and communities. I am so excited to be with you on today. I am looking forward to our time today and our topic today. Today, we are going to be talking about being authentic. Now, this particular topic is very personal to me. I think the longer that I've been doing these talks, the more that I've gotten transparent regarding my life and my experiences. And again, we're going to be talking about authenticity and being authentic. And I think back immediately to my life, growing up and seeing, looking outside at others, looking at their talent, looking at their skills, looking at their popularity, looking at the way that they dressed, the way that they carried themselves. Whatever it was that I saw, I always looked at others growing up as them having enough, being enough, more than enough, and always looking at myself as lacking and needing to be more. However, one thing that I have learned is that we all carry around insecurities. And irregardless to those insecurities, what will make us the very best as individuals, the very best as parents, as the very best as professionals, entrepreneurs, is being authentic to who we are. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. In preparing for this, actually yesterday, I was listening to the radio, and they mentioned an artist, and I did not get the name, but they talked about the paintings that were sold for millions of dollars by this artist. And so I went along, and I started looking at other artists, and there is one by the name of Basquiat, whose last painting sold for $110 million. And then you have Vincent Van Gogh, as you know, paintings sold for millions of dollars. Picasso, another gentleman by the name of Mark Rothko, whose paintings also sell for millions of dollars. And I even took a look at some of the individual paintings by the artist, and none of them looked alike. They were all authentic to who the artist was. The art pieces represented authentically the artist. And so when we talk about being authentic, we talk about the value of being authentic. There are some things that I'd like to ask you to check yourself as I've checked myself in regards to. The first one is, how many of you have been reproduced? When you think about the price of very fine art pieces, they're very, very seldom, let me say it differently, several reproductions, but only one original. And so today I'm challenging you to be the original. Allow others to desire to replicate and duplicate characteristics of you, but you be original. And in addition to that, as you are looking at others, you may want to pull in some of their skills, some of their talent, some of their capabilities. But you allow those things to make you a better you. It is not your purpose to become a them. It's to hone in who you are. The other thing that really makes a piece of art very, very valuable is the fact that it survives time. Meaning that that art piece that was created, say, in 1908 is now still valuable in 2017, and it still has a strong connection. It has a strong connection even now. And so what are you doing? What are you saying? Being authentic to you that will survive time. That if you say it today, it's still the truth 100 years later, well after you're gone. And does it transcend the rules? Now, in today's times, we talk about innovation, meaning doing something that's not typical to what the norm is. And so are you creating a you today that isn't what is typically expected? Are you stepping outside of the box? Are you coloring outside the line? This is where your authenticity is really demonstrated. And what is the story? Do you have a backstory? So when I looked at the value of these artists and some of the pieces that they put together and that they were selling for millions of dollars, the articles talked about their story and their history and why it was so important. So What is your story? What is your connection? And does it stand out in a sea of blue? Are you red? Or in a sea of red, are you blue? What makes you stand out? What makes what you do, what makes who you are stand out from the rest? And we're talking about being authentic. And when you are authentic, there is going to be something about you. There's going to be something about who you are, what you bring to the table. It's going to be something about your backstory that makes you an even greater, greater voice of success. It will support your ability to transcend time and transcend rules. So what is that story? What makes you stand out? And are you ashamed that it makes you stand out so you don't even talk about it? Or are you leveraging that to communicate your story, to communicate your value, to communicate your worth? And life with challenges isn't a life of sorrow. It's a life of celebration. Because in spite of the challenges, you've made it. And so don't hide the authenticity of who you are. The last thing that I'd like to talk about here in terms of being authentic is how has it been handled? When I researched the art and what made art very, very valuable, one of the questions was, how has it been handled? Who have you been connected with? Who's in your space? Who's in your circle? How have you been managed? Have you just given you away to anyone? Have you given the best of you to everybody? Or have you been protective of the gift? And the gift is you. Have you been protective of you? So how has it been handled? How have you been handled? So in my career, in my business life, Empowered, and throughout my professional career, I found myself, if I was in the medical field, I wanted to be a nurse. If I was in the banking field, I wanted to be a banking manager. When I was in the IT field, then I wanted to be an IT manager. So I found myself assimilating to the areas and the environments in which I worked in which I served in. However, there were some things that transcended each of the jobs, each of the professions. And those things that transcend it are the things that make me who I am. Those are the things that make me authentic to who I am. And those are the things that I want to share with you in helping you be authentic in who you are. In every profession, I was I was very successful. I was able to grow up and mature up and get promotions in each of those areas and in each of those professions. However, at the very same time, I was careful to remember the things that made me. And that was, those are my ability to communicate, my ability to work well. Those are the things that transcend. Those are the things that survive time. Those are the things that make me stand out. And so think about you and what things make you stand out, the things that make you valuable in every arena that you go into. And then hone in on those gifts, hone in on those talents, because you want to be authentic to you. And remember that you're enough. You are enough. Now, being enough, you have to always grow, but you do not have to shift the character of who you are, because that is what makes you authentic. That is where your value lies. That is who you are. So I just wanted to share with you today. I wanted to talk to you about being authentic, and I wanted to talk to you about being real or genuine. I wanted to talk to you about being your own person, allowing what you learn from others, allowing what you learn and grow to cultivate you, but not to make you someone different, so that you're not becoming someone else. You're becoming a better, authentic you. So this is Celeste Keffi here from Life and Power Consulting Services, and I just wanted to share with you those 15 minutes or these 15 minutes to living life empowered. I want to say thank you for your time. And for more information on Life and Power Consulting Services and what we offer, please visit my website at www.celestecuffey.com, or feel free to contact me directly at 414-939-5327. Remember to be authentic to you. Remember to be authentic to you. Remember to be authentic to you. Growing you, but yet being authentic to you. Complimenting you, but yet being authentic to you. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your time. And I do want you to enjoy your day. And remember, live life empowered. Take care.